This is Navigating Your Retirement Radio with Travis Chance from CFG Wealth Management. When a part of your financial strategy is out of tune, your long-term goals, your retirement savings, and your legacy can all suffer. With many years of experience in the financial industry, Travis provides his clients and prospects with the information they need regarding Social Security, retirement income planning, wealth management, and much more. Listen in as we address your financial concerns and provide helpful solutions to put you on the path to achieving your retirement goals. And now, here is Navigating Your Retirement Radio with Travis Chance. Welcome to Navigating Your Retirement. I'm your co-host, Tony Shore. I'm here with our host, Travis Chance. And Travis, it's been a crazy holiday season. We're already into the new year. I can't believe it. How have you been? How were your holidays?
Tony, we have been blessed, but I will say this, all of our listeners, happy new year. This is our first show going into 2025. Clients, hope you guys had a great Christmas and New Year's. But I did want to share with you, Tony, Santa had a really weird sense of humor at our house this year.
What happened? What do you mean?
Instead of bringing a stocking full of coal, he brought us a stocking full of flu type A.
Yeah.
So, but we were, you know, obviously we were going to deal with it one way or the other. We had it. We made the best of it. Our youngest child started getting sick on the 23rd. And by the 24th, Christmas Eve, she was just not feeling it. So we were like, well, you know, we usually will do something, you know, with Shannon's parents, you know, the Christmas Eve and then Christmas Day, everyone comes over to our house. Well, we're like, you know what? Let's pull the throttle back on that. We'll just wait and see how Max is doing Christmas morning. Well, by Christmas night, we just decided, you know, hey, we'll try to reschedule Christmas. By Christmas night, not only did our youngest have a fever and felt like absolute crud, and we took her to the urgent med that Christmas Eve morning, type A flu, but our middle child had 104.4 fever that Christmas night. And then by the time Shannon went to bed, she had a fever. So, they all got tested and they think Shannon had a combination flu and COVID. That was, I didn't even know that was possible, but they think that was a possibility. And so we actually had to push Christmas back almost a full week. So we still had a great time. We were still blessed. I can't complain other than I will say I'm very used to wearing multiple hats. Obviously, for our clients, you know, we give them advice on everything from their investments, their health care, their taxes, their estate planning. But I also not only served as dad, but I served as the maid, the cook, the cleaner, the nurse, the entire thing. So Travis has worn so many hats over the last week that I think my head has a permanent indention. So yeah, it was definitely challenging.
It up, but it probably makes you appreciate your wife a little bit more, doesn't it?
Oh yeah, absolutely. Yeah. And you know what? You don't even think about it. You just step up whenever it's called. So but yeah, other than that, you know, we're doing good. I actually got to also catch up on my movies because obviously they're sick upstairs in the bed. I'm not gonna leave them. So Mason and I are my oldest. She and I got to catch up and spend some quality time together. So that was good. And then also got to watch my favorite Christmas/New Year's movie, Trading Places. So Happy New Year.
Trading Places.
The Eddie Murphy. Every time New Year's Eve comes, I always think of Eddie Murphy on the train when he's like, Merry New Year. And he's like, no, it's Happy New Year. Merry New Year.
Trading Places. Love that movie.
But it's time for us to get going into 2025. 2024 was challenging, but a good year in some respects, a challenging year in other respects. But it's now time for that infamous period, Tony, of New Year's resolutions. So that's what we're going to talk about and get into today.
Every year for me, that's my New Year's resolution. And I never... I actually have been losing weight the last 6 months. I've been dieting. I started early, but it's hard for me on the pizza. That's my problem.
Oh, I get it. Well, for me, it's, you know, obviously all we do is what? We sit behind a desk and, you know, I'm either on, you know, Zoom or email or sending emails or sitting in a conference room talking with clients, which we love. But, you know, when you're not expending a lot of calories, for me, it's challenging because you're going to gain weight. I don't care if you don't eat a lot at all. I mean, if you're not burning more than you're taking in, you're going to gain weight. So that's something I've been challenged with, Tony, and it's taken me about 2 years to do it. But so far I'm down about right at 30, 35 pounds.
Really?
Since about January of 23, I was like, no more. And it's been a struggle, but it's been, you know, gain a pound, lose a pound, you know, chip a quarter pound off here and there. So a quarter pounder, quit eating those. That's McDonald's and the slivered onions kind of made that easier last year. But you don't remember that when I take it. So
no, I do.
McDonald's got the salmonella.
Yep. Yep.
Or was it E. coli? Anyway,
E. coli. Sorry. Yeah.
Bad joke. But anyway, so we are getting close to a day every year that is also something that we all kid about, and we, you know, we have the best of intentions. But I want you guys listening to this podcast, I want you to get past this day this year. It's January 10th. Tony, do you know what January 10th is?
No.
It's Quitter's Day.
Yes, that's right. It's the day everybody
Quitter's Day.
Quits their New Year's resolution.
The most popular day for New Year's resolution is not January 1st. It's the second Friday in January, because there was a study, and actually where I got the information from was Baylor College of Medicine reports 88% of people who set New Year's resolutions actually fail by the second Friday in January, called Quitter's Day.
Wow.
So what's the moral to this story? What's the key takeaway here is, folks, you can't build a building and, you know, go in with a barren landscape and all of a sudden, you know, have it built, bricks laid, roof put on in a day. It doesn't happen that way, right? It's one brick at a time. It's slow, it's arduous, it's one foot in front of the other. And that's really the only thing that we can do. But for retirees, these are some things I want to recommend maybe you guys put on your list, even if it's a little late and this was not in your original list. Think about putting some of what we're going to talk about today on the list. And the number one thing I want, Tony, for our listeners, for our clients, for our clients we haven't made yet that are listening and following the show, I want you to think about doing something for me. You know, one of the things I have never heard is I've never heard a client actually have regret about a trip that they took or a activity that they completed. And one of the things that I would really like for you to consider this year is revisit your bucket list. You know, if there are things that you want to do, and I'll give you a few, right? Just some that I've had clients share with us. You know, had one client, his goal was literally to do, he left from our area and rode all the way to the Pacific Coast on his motorcycle.
Wow.
You know what? That's probably not for everybody.
No.
But for him, and that's what he did, that was his passion. That was on his bucket list. And you know what? When he got back, he did say, yeah, because I asked, I was like, you know, how was it? You know, he was like, you know, I really figured out real quick that I'm not in the riding shape that I thought I was, because that was a long, arduous journey, you know, 6 weeks there and back. But he didn't talk about the pain he endured. He talked about riding through the desert and seeing the landscape and riding and getting all the way to the Pacific Coast and the joy he felt from achieving it, right? Because it's something that he had always wanted to do. Or maybe you're the client that wants to you know, go to Europe and, you know, spend 6 weeks just exploring, you know, Western Europe. Or, you know, had one client that he really wanted to do the Band of Brothers tour. It's where they basically take you from, you know, where the beaches of Normandy, where I'm trying to remember the name of the outfit, but you know what I'm talking about, Tony, the Band of Brothers. It was the airborne outfit. Yeah. They landed in Normandy and then essentially wound up in Berlin. That was something he had always wanted to do. He took his grandson. It was one of the coolest things to hear that I've ever heard.
That's amazing.
That's an experience, right? And why did we work? Why do you work? Why do you do the things you do? You do the things you do, A, because you obviously want to take care of your family, but to give yourself the opportunity to do some of the things that not only you have to do, but that you want to do. So, you know, life is short, guys. I see this all the time where, you know, lives are, you know, we see spouses that pass away. We see friends that pass away. And it's just, there's never enough time. We don't know when tomorrow is going to be for any of us. You know, we could all be here today and gone tomorrow. We don't know. So if there's something, you're retiring, you're retired, you're getting to that point, start setting goals for some of the things that you want to do, because once again, you're never going to regret the things that you do. You're going to regret the things that you don't do. So for first resolution, Tony, I think that's a great place to start for the new year. What do you think?
I think that's a fantastic place to start. And you're not going to regret taking trips and doing things like that. I mean, that's huge. The Band of Brothers trips. What a trip. What an amazing thing to do.
Wasn't that cool? Yeah. That was, and he also brought pictures back, but you know, this gentleman, I won't embarrass him or say his name, but he does the coolest stuff. And I live vicariously, honestly, through our clients sometimes. And like he has multiple grandchildren, and he took each individual grandchild on their own trip. Like one trip, he took his granddaughter, and they literally just spent like a week or two just in Paris, because that's what she wanted to do. He took one of his grandchildren to the pyramids in Egypt, and they just hung out for a week or two. I mean, how cool is that? You know, those are the types of things. I'm not saying that we can all afford to do some of those things, but it's not about being in Egypt. It's about the time you spend, which is why, once again, you know, to put a positive spin on being sick over the holidays, that gave me a tremendous amount of time to spend with my oldest daughter. And she and I had fun. Just, you know, she's getting into archery. She was going out and she was, you know, we spent like an hour a day just shooting her bow. And, you know, she just had a ball, but it wasn't her. It was me that had the ball. So,
yeah.
You know, revisit your bucket list, because that gives you the ability to spend some time and do some things that maybe you wouldn't have otherwise. That's number one. Number two, declutter. That's something I really need to eat my own cooking. So when I recommend it, I need to also do it, because Tony, how much stuff do we accumulate? Right. With Christmas and, you know, kind of like the Grinch when he talks about the neckties and the things that go to Mount Crumpet. I mean, how many things do we accumulate during Christmas, and boxes and bags and, you know, all the things, and we end up pushing things to the back of the closet that we haven't seen or used in 5, 10, 15 years. But we're like, you know what? But we never know when we're going to need it. So, you know, one of the things I think we can all agree on, when we have a lot of clutter, of disarray, it takes away from our mental health sometimes. So, you know, the bad part about it is a lot of retirees, obviously, if you're not going in to your job, or, you know, you're spending more time at home, that can really start to weigh on you, right? So one of the things I would do if I were you, and maybe you don't need to go this drastic measure, but if you do, here's your idea. Get one of those little small roll-off dumpsters. And if your HOA will allow you to, spend a week or two and just start going room by room and just and make yourself promise you're going to at least get rid of one or two items.
Yeah.
And you'll be shocked at how much of a difference it'll make, how much cleaner your home will feel, how much better you will feel.
It's amazing
it's just
better.
Amazing. The mental health aspect of it, just as much as it is the area aspect.
It is.
It's,
you feel
really
so
tremendous.
Much better about spending time there or yourself. Decluttering is something that really feels good. Even if at first you dread it or you're like, oh, I don't want to get rid of anything. And then you go through. If you declutter, everybody has stuff they never use.
Absolutely. Yeah. Or you know what? Hey, there have been enough, and I don't say this. Please don't take it as me making light up, because I am certainly not. Because my intention is to really hopefully get you motivated out there. There's been so many disasters. Think about the things that you have that people. That you take for granted or maybe you don't use anymore, that there are people right now that could really use those items. That may be a great opportunity for you to not only declutter, but also donate those things so that you actually give them to someone who can actually use them now, right? So, you know, North Carolina, I know, is still going through a tremendous ordeal. Just think about things like that, right? You know, and also decluttering, that could also get you motivated for item number three, Tony. You know what item number three is?
What's that?
Exercising.
Uh-oh.
Because think about it, you know, and don't get me wrong. You know, I know, you know, you see people that, you know, post these things like they're marathon runners, and you end up seeing, you know, they pass away, you know, just drop dead running. That's why I don't run. But no, I'm just kidding.
I don't run
that's
because
terrible.
No one's chasing.
That's terrible. Yeah, there you go. But no, you think about it. In exercise, it is so good for you. It releases endorphins. You know, you get outside, you become active. All of a sudden you start seeing changes, and you know, studies have shown just 1 minute of activity can actually do wonders to build muscle, right? You're not going to look like Arnold Schwarzenegger going out in the yard for a minute, but you'll at least start down that road in that process. So, you know, one of the things I would encourage you to do, especially, you know, as we age, it gets harder and harder to retain muscle. It gets harder and harder to retain our level of fitness, but it's one of those things we have to do, right? I saw a meme one time, and it said suffer or suffer. And it was a picture of a person in the gym, and it was a picture of a person in a hospital bed. So you suffer or you suffer, right? You can either choose to do it and get out and exercise, get yourself active, or if we don't pay attention to our health, which is the reason it got me motivated to start losing some weight so I can spend quality time with the kiddos. If you don't take that initiative, then eventually your body is going to remind you why you should have. So take some time, and maybe, you know, maybe using that declutterization might get you outside, might, you know, get you going and get you moving room to room. And then all of a sudden you're like, hey, you know, I've cleaned almost the whole day and I feel great. You know, that gives you a sense of accomplishment. It gives you a sense of pride, and getting up and exercising, I think, is just as important, if not more important, in retirement as it was, you know, in your working years. So, Tony, with all that being said, you know, we couldn't do a show without mentioning something to do with finance, because that's why we're here. That's what our goal is. What our purpose is, it's to give you some peace of mind when it comes to your financial planning. And one of the things I would encourage you to do is, we talked about revisiting your bucket list, decluttering, exercising, but this year, review your finances, and specifically review your finances with your spouse. If you're out there and you're the person who has in the relationship has always been responsible for the financial aspect, the balancing the checkbook, the paying the bills, that's terrific, because you probably served a purpose the other spouse didn't want to have any part of, because that just wasn't their bag. But as we age and we get into this fourth quarter of life, right? Think about it like a football game. Game's not over just because you retire. You're just going from the third quarter into the fourth quarter. But fourth quarter of life, we need to think about, what happens if I'm not here? What happens if the spouse who has not balanced the checkbook is now responsible for balancing the checkbook? That could be something as simple as that could be a real daunting task. And folks, don't get me wrong. I know your friends, your family, they're going to mean well. They're going to help you out. But think about this. They're going to be there in the beginning, but at some point, they have lives too. And do we want to put that, have that burden on them? Well, I think you need to revisit your finances so that both spouses actually have a good grasp. You don't need to know every, I mean, you don't have to be aware of every single detail if one spouse deals with it over the other, but you do need to have a general knowledge of where your finances are, how to pay your bills, where's your income going to come from, you know, Social Security. It's going to be kind of a shock to the system because you're not going to see one of the Social Securities coming to the checking account if something happens. And that could be a real shock to the system that we don't want to deal with. So just need to make sure that we've prepared. It's kind of like real estate, location, location, location. Well, finances is prepare, prepare, prepare. So that could obviously relieve a lot of stress, because that's really what we're talking about with all these resolutions. Is stress reduction, you know, your bucket list. Believe it or not, when you're on that trip, your blood pressure is probably going to be a lot lower than it was before you left, because you're going to achieve something. You're going to see the stress leave your body whenever you're looking at that sunset, sunrise on that beach, mountain, or ocean that you've always wanted to view. When you declutter your home, you're going to de-stress your life, whether you know it or whether you don't. It's going to happen. When you start exercising, it's going to release some of that cortisol, and it's going to burn through some of it, and it's going to release that stress. Well, when you plan for your finances, you're also going to relieve your stress, but you're also going to relieve your spouse's stress as well. So, you know, estate planning is very important, but spousal planning, I think, is equally as important. So if you haven't revisited that in the last 12 months, if you haven't revisited that in recent memory, because a lot of times you're like, well, when was the last time you talked about this or discussed this? Well, I don't remember. Well, if you don't remember, you need to have that conversation. And if you don't remember, you need to have that conversation with someone who can help guide you and maybe identify questions that you should be asking or answering that maybe you didn't know. So that's the only way to achieve peace of mind, de-stress, and get that process started. And if that's you out there listening to us, if you're a client of ours, you know that that's what we help you do and help you provide your family, is that level of peace of mind, that level of stress reduction. Click forward, send this to one of your friends, one of your coworkers that's literally sitting out there in the place you used to be in, but you're no longer there because you have guidance. And if you're just listening to our show for the first time, or if you've been listening for a while and you haven't picked up the phone, give us a call, 877-269-0839. That's 877-269-0839. And let us help you get started in the right direction on your New Year's resolutions.
All right. Well, great show today. A lot of great information. Let's stick with our New Year's resolutions this year, Travis. And listeners, thanks for tuning in. That does it for today's episode of Navigating Your Retirement with our host, Travis Chance.
Thank you for listening to Navigating Your Retirement Radio with Travis Chance. Don't pay too much for taxes or retire without a sound income plan. For more information, please contact Travis at CFG Wealth Management. Call 877-269-0839. Or visit them online at NavigatingRetirementRadio.com. Advisory services are offered by CFG Wealth Management, LLC, a registered investment advisor in the state of Georgia. Insurance products and services are offered through TL Chance, Inc., an affiliated company.
All matters discussed during the show are for informational purposes only. Each individual situation may vary, and the opinions expressed here may not apply to everyone. Materials presented are believed to be from reliable sources, and no representations can be made as to its accuracy. All ideas and information should be discussed in detail with one of our qualified representatives prior to implementation. We are not affiliated with or endorsed by the Social Security Administration, the Federal Medicare Program, or any other government agency. Calling this number will direct you to a licensed sales agent.